For this week's peace segment, we talk with Tarek Kauf, who will do a forum for Bethlehem Neighbors for Peace on Thursday, June 7th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Bethlehem Public Library, 451 Delaware Avenue, Del Mar, on his recent trip with Veterans for Peace to Okinawa to join their protests against U.S. military bases there. Tarek is a national leader of Veterans for Peace. Tarek served in the U.S. Army as a paratrooper from 1959 to 1962. He is a founder and editor of the bi-monthly Woodstock International and the quarterly War Crime. Tarek, welcome to our show at WOC.
Hi. Thank you for having me on. Just a quick correction. You'll forgive me. I no longer edit the Woodstock International. What I'm now editing is a paper called Peace in Our Times, which is a quarterly production of Veterans for Peace.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay. Thank you for that correction. Tarek, why did you go to Okinawa?
Well, this is the fourth time that we have I've organized delegations to Okinawa, which included some Marines who had been stationed there previously. And the reason that we went there is because first of all, the U.S. has over 800 bases around the world, which Veterans for Peace is not in favor of, since we're not in favor of war or militarism. But the situation in Okinawa is particularly grievous, since the United States military has occupied Okinawa for 73 years now. Okinawa, for your listeners, Okinawa is an island. It's actually a group of islands that is less than half the size of Long Island and now has 31 military bases on the island. 31 military bases, with close to 30,000 military personnel. And these bases are sometimes located in densely populated areas, for instance, Futenma Air Base. If you